This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Thank you. Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Why? listen to me. Do what I say. You don't move your head. You don't move your hands. You don't move your lips. Just shake your hips. Woo! Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby.
Town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her hips. Woo! Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
Yeah.
do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
She seemed really depressed.
Had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
Where do we draw the line? Yours
you know they need a little help. They gotta live with what we leave behind. Don't want them pointing fingers or learning how to hate. But if they're gonna work it out, it's gotta start today.
Take a trip inside my mind. Take a journey.
The way it looks to me. And if I try to see things the way they look to me.
a subtle bite. Bones start to boil and dreams they run cold. Method turned to madness, your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should mean a goddamn thing to me.
Your ticket will explode. And I am good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you! 91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Same old story. We've all heard it before. But Susie's here to tell you. Just one time more.
Story of my life. You play me like a fool. I could see I'm right. You knew just what to do. Made me believe I'm special. Made me feel like a queen. But once you got your angle, you left me like an old broken toy in the corner.
This story.
It's written on these walls. You can see them clear. I stumble and I fall, but you have disappeared. Made me believe I was floating, lying on a cloud. But when the rain comes pouring, you left me like an old. Trash shoot.
would change.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had this toe. Everything's changed. I had this toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.